Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that we should always check what the preacher says with what the Bible says to be sure he is right. Well, that's a good note on which to end the week's broadcast. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible ready and go to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 as we get started on this one verse. We're going to spend the week in this one verse looking at it. And I would even call this verse greater than. And you will want to listen to this and hear this. I believe it'll be a great encouragement to you, as it was to me. And I hope that it is. So please be listening. Have pencil and paper ready and a good King James Bible so you can follow right along with us. Now, before we get started in our study, though, by the time you hear this, it'll be getting close to November and December. Probably in early November you'll hear this, if not in October. And some of you are already making your Christmas week plans. So if you come to Florida, we'd love to have you visit Central Baptist Church. Our announcer, who gives you our website each day, will be the one to listen to write it down. Our web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's CentralBaptistOcala.org. And you get to that page, you can click on the calendar and see events that we may be having at our church or our Christian school on the weeks that you may be visiting Florida. Florida is a great place to visit during the winter, believe me. We're going to have our cantata for our church on Friday night, December the 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. And then we're going to have it again on Sunday night, December the 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Our choir does a great job, along with our drama department, as they sing great songs of the faith, and they sing songs that are scriptural with a drama that will really reach into your heart. And it will use the Word of God and try to teach us in the way of righteousness. You won't want to miss out on that. So let me encourage you. If you're going to be visiting Florida, stop in Ocala, Florida. We're not too far off Interstate 75, just about 5 or 6 miles. And it wouldn't be a problem getting to us. It'd be 4-lane all the way to come in the right way. And so come on into Central Baptist Church. Look at our calendar. See special events. We even put a week ahead who will be preaching. So you might want to come and find out some special things about us. Please come and visit us right here in Florida. And why not make it a special Christmas trip and bless our hearts with the gift of your presence? Oh, I would love to meet you. I stand out at the front of the church at the end of each service. And I would love for you to come up and so I could shake hands with you and be able to thank you for listening to our Lamp and Light broadcast. And then finally, let me just say this. As you know, over the years, I have emphasized and reemphasized that we have a radio station along with our regular daily radio program, Monday through Friday. And in our program, we try to get it out to as many places as we can. I know that we're down in Central Florida with the people there at Landmark Baptist College, and what a great ministry that is with Dr. Carter. And then FBN, oh, what a blessing they have been to me personally the Eborns and that whole group up there. They're just a great blessing. Then the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio Ministry. I tell you what, that just blesses my heart like nothing else. And then also, we have our radio station way out there in the Micronesian Islands, and we're able to minister to people out there. And what a blessing those people are. So I've heard from time to time about a blessing here or there that they've received from the broadcast. And I really thank all you people who listen. Now, some radio programs, they sit there and beg for money, and you know that we haven't done that. As a matter of fact, we have told you that you need to first tithe. Never send your tithe to a ministry other than your local church. You say, well, my local church doesn't deserve it. Then you don't deserve to be in that local church. Get out of there if it's not a right church. But if you don't have a local church, then hey, start one or get with somebody that'll help you start one. Our church services are broadcast live, and you can follow those on the internet. But your tithe does belong to your local church. Anything above 10% is an offering. Okay, and so we still think that you ought to pray about the offering as to where God would have you to direct. Many times that's your own local church. Sometimes it's a ministry, just like these radio stations I've mentioned. Each of them are faith-based radio stations, and they need your help. Our own WTYG right here in Ocala needs the help of people. And there are needs that come up. When we have a need, for some reason or other, it costs in the thousands. And so far, Central Baptist Church has been very good to take care of the bills as they have come up before us. So I'm not asking you to make us your regular tithe and offering. No, we wouldn't say that. But we are asking you to pray about us. And if God would lay upon your heart to send an offering to this ministry, if it's been of edification to you, if it has helped you in your Christian walk, then we would like for you to write us and let us know that. But also, if God lays an offering on your heart, then send that as well. Now, you say, I can't really afford to send an offering. We still want to hear from you. You don't have to send us money for us to enjoy hearing from you, okay? So write us a letter and let us hear from you. We so enjoy hearing from our listeners. Now, having said all of that, now let's go on to our text right back here in 1 John chapter 4. Now, we've covered these first three verses, but I want to, before I get into verses 4, 5, and 6, I want us just to kind of do some reviewing along the line here as we get going into it. Now, we've been into 1 John here for some time, and I enjoy it. I really have enjoyed teaching this book. What a blessing it is to me personally, even if it wasn't anyone else. It has been a blessing to me. And I want you to see that verses 1 through 3, they are standing out as one thought or subject. Verses 4 through 6 will be the next thought or subject emanating from verses 1 through 3. So that's what we try to do, is teach and stay in the context of the book. And so we're going to look, you know, at the things that are here. We've seen the situation defined and the strategy determined and so forth. And so those are things that we're trying to cover and just look at what God has to say to us. Every word is God-breathed of the Bible. It was not the thoughts of men. It was the thoughts of God. And so when you open the Bible, you're opening the mind of God. So let's get back and to see what God is thinking now as we go here. Now, first of all, let's look at that situation defined again at verses 1 through 3. It kind of is a review, an overview review, okay? First one said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out to the world. Now, this verse is telling us that we are in a spiritual warfare. If you are saved, you have spirits, that is, Satan's angels, who want to make your life ineffective for the Lord Jesus Christ and a poor witness to the world. So when we try the spirits, we are trying them to see whether they are of God. Now, there are many false prophets, preacher, in this world today, with very cunningly deceptive statement and teaching, because those preachers are also deceived. And so we are to try the spirits. How do we try the spirits? Well, by the word of God. We have an example of that in Acts chapter 17:11, where it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." Now, folks, they just listened to the preacher. They just listened to the Apostle Paul and that mission team. That was a tremendous team. And yet, they were considered noble because they checked what those guys were saying by the word of God. Now look, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt I'm very fallible and I can say some wrong thing. And there's not a preacher walking on the face of this earth that can live perfectly and state everything perfectly and maybe miscommunicate something. And so always check the scripture. That's how you try the spirit. And when a preacher, no matter how good a preacher, how fundamental and how true to the word he is, when a preacher says one thing and the Bible says another, the Bible is always, always, always right, and that preacher is wrong, and I've got to admit, even if it is referring to myself. So the Spirit's going to try you, so you need to try the Spirit, because they want to make you ineffective. In John chapter 14, verse 26, we read this, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Now again, the moment you got saved, you received the very Holy Ghost of God to live within you. That was the Comforter. And we receive his words through the Bible, the written word. You see, Jesus is the living word, the Bible is the written word, and neither one contradict the other. And so, as you read the word, I try to encourage people to read the word first each morning. But as you do, think on it as you go throughout the day, meditate on it. Hide God's word in your heart that you might not sin against him, as the psalmist tells us in Psalms 119. And so if we'll hide that word in our heart, then when the devil tries to bring in something that should not be there, you are ready for it. And you ask that in your prayers, in your time in the word of God, you say, "Lord, help me have quick recall of your word. Help me to understand your word. Teach me your word."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.